So you must be the little master. Sweetie, haven't you seen a maid before? Your parents hired me to take care of you in the mansion. They're spending the summer at the chalet, so it's just us. Here, let me get your bags. You're such a charmer. What do you mean you're expecting someone smaller? Are you talking about my chest, perhaps? They are so big and full, aren't they? A side effect of my recent procedure. I know, I'm a little big, even for a maid. I assure you, though, I can fit through doorways just fine. Although it helps that they're nice and soft. Oh, you mean my height? Silly master, don't you follow the trends? Gigantic maids are all the rage these days. And your billionaire parents decided they needed the biggest maid they could hire. I may have stuck in for a few extra treatments into my procedure, but even then it's hardly my fault I took to it so well. And since you asked, I'm nearly 14 feet tall. But don't get any funny ideas. Just because the bottom of my skirt is level with your shoulders doesn't mean you can sneak a look at my panties. So let me take your bags, little master. Don't be silly. That's what the help is for. And besides, to me they hardly weigh anything. Everything you own is doll size to me. Now let's get you inside. How was your semester? Is business a difficult degree? I wouldn't know. I wanted to see the world, so I became an airline hostess right out of high school. Turns out seeing the world in a glorified flying bus wasn't as glamorous as I thought it would be. So after a year, I started working as a maid, and in no time, I signed up for gigantification. I saw some of the pictures from the test subjects. Thick thighs, broad shoulders, those big milky busts. Not to mention legs that just go on and on. Plus, only giant maids still wear these cute white and black outfits, with the aprons and the lace. It makes me feel so capable and desirable. Is there anything more glamorous than being a status symbol? Are you hungry, little master? I could whip up a dozen steaks and a baked sack of potatoes. The kitchen is full-sized. Excuse me, full-size for me. So little people like you won't be tempted to lift a finger. The remodeling while you were gone was extensive. Little master, does that form of address bother you? I apologize. I know we're close to the same age, but you're just so small. You remind me of, like, my baby cousins. I just want to pick you up and blow on your tummy. So let's see. If you don't like little, what can I call you? My precious pet? Little sweetie? No, that has little. How about my good boy? But you want to be my good boy. You left a lot of porn on your computer. And I guess you shouldn't have written down your password. Because I know exactly how you feel about mommy doms. And since your parents are away, and I'm taking care of you, doesn't that make me your mommy? I'm afraid I have to insist. You must call me mommy at all times. Good boys know who their mommy is, and they never forget it. Are you sure you want to be a brat? Oh, sweetie. I wanted your first day home to be so happy. And now I have to punish you. Stop struggling. You'll only hurt yourself. If mommy wants to carry you off, you really don't have a choice in the matter. Aw, mommy's big rocking chair. I was hoping your first experience here would be me reading you a story before bed. Now pull down your pants. Good boy. Now you know why Mommy has to spank you, right? It's so important that you remember who provides for you, who takes care of you, who dominates you. You're small. You need a mommy. And I'm your mommy now. Hold on to my skirt, sweetie, and it'll all be over soon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. My, how cute. I painted your tiny little butt red. Wait a minute. Did you just stain my outfit with your boy cum? Ara, that's worse than I thought. You could have told me you had a little stiffy, precious. Or did your little lesson get you hard and leaking? Poor thing. Do you want to go to your room and jack off? I didn't say you could go, pumpkin. I was asking a question. Do you want to jack off? See? Now that wasn't so hard. Go ahead, my pet. I want you to lay in my lap, stare at me with those cute, soft eyes, and touch yourself. I know you want to. Feel the heat from my giant thighs, my heaving breast, each the size of your torso, my delicate face. You've got such a pretty mommy. Show me how much I turn you on. So desperate. And I'm still fully clothed. I better be quick, or you'll finish before I'm ready. There we are. The shirt is custom made, so I can get my breasts out without taking off my apron. Aren't they nice? They're the biggest breasts in the entire world. I checked. My nipples are like Coke bottles. They're always engorged with milk. I'm thinking about putting you on a liquid diet. After all, what's more nutritious than Mommy's milk? You can watch me eat all kinds of tasty foods and watch them turn into a delicious, fatty, creamy treat. You like milkshakes, don't you? It's like that, but hot. I'll give you a big swollen belly and you'll fall asleep in my arms. God, don't hurt yourself, honey. Here, let Mommy take care of it. Let Mommy lube up your sweet little cock with milk. So cute. I'm sure it's not that small, darling, but this is the first one I've gotten to stroke since my little growth spurt. And your proportions are just so adorable to me. I like it so much. So easy to play with it with one hand, while keeping you pinned down with the other. Your face is so red, honey. Big man on campus, used to taking charge. Asking girls out, paying for dinner. Now you want to be taken care of. You're small on the inside. This is how you really are. You belong to me now. And it's so much better that way. Because I'm your mommy. That's it. What's my name? Say it again. That's right. And who are you? You're my good boy. You just want to be a good boy for your mommy. It makes you feel so proud and safe. Can you remember that? Good. Shh, sweetie, I know you're close. Mommy's pinning you down to ruin your little orgasm. You can feel as my tits start crushing you. You know you deserve this. Now come for me. Come for mommy. What a good boy. Such a big load. Now lick it up from mommy's mounds. Good boy. Good boy. Does it feel nice having your scalp caressed while you clean up? This is how good it always can be. You can play games and do schoolwork, and your big, strong, beautiful mommy will take care of everything else. I'm going to feed you with my lovely udders. I'm going to dress you, and I'm going to make you come so many times that you won't even think about those girls on the internet. Doesn't that sound nice, my good boy? Oh gosh, hearing your little tummy growl just makes me melt. Come here, little baby. You're so accepting. Your lips are so soft. Feeling you gently tugging on my nipple makes me feel complete. My breasts are just for you, my little master. I changed my mind. Seeing you feed for me, so needy. I should be able to use whatever name for you I like, shouldn't I? A good little submissive doesn't get to decide such things. And you are the best little boy, aren't you? 15 minutes after you got home, you were already putty in my hands. Just accept it. Embrace your dependence. All done? But baby, that's only one breast, and you barely had any. No, don't worry. I'll take care of it. I don't want you to get a tummy ache. I know. How about a nice milk bath? Let me carry you. We'll need my tub to fit both of us. Do you need to burp? Let it out. You'll feel better. It's easy to suck in some air while you're feeding. It's been a long time since you've had a mommy to feed you like this. Cutie, let me take off your shirt, and I'll have some fresh clothes for you to change into. I wasn't expecting you to have such a hairy chest. Maybe tomorrow I'll shave every inch of you. Won't that be nice? It'll make your package look nice and big. And you'll be so smooth and soft. Mommy loves a soft boy. If there's anything I love better than my maid uniform, it's wearing nothing at all. Every time I catch a glimpse of my curves in a mirror, I just want to touch myself. What do you think? Do you like mommy's big, jiggly booty? Of course you do. Now, honey, I didn't say you could touch yourself again. That's right. Good boy. You want to be a good boy, don't you? Now lay down in the tub. Your cock is sticking straight up. So tempting. But I don't want to hurt you, sweetie. That tub is too hard to ride you on. You get bruises. And right after your spanking, too. Be patient, my good boy. My little darling pet. I'm going to be so careful when I sit on your face. You're a good boy, right? You want to lick mommy's pussy? You always let mommy decide. Because mommy is in charge. And everything works out best when she makes all the decisions. See, that's not too much weight, is it? I don't want you crushed or suffocated. I just want you to feel me gently pressed all over your face. Oh gosh, you look so cute sniffing me. They say your hormones go into overdrive after the procedure. Do you think it makes my pheromones stronger? The way your cock is twitching makes me think it's doing things to you. Now nuzzle your face into me. Oh, good boy. Don't be shy. Mommy loves it when you get your tongue in there. So good. You make my milk flow so fast. Being horny makes me a better mommy. And being your mommy makes me so horny. I'm gonna pamper you so much if you make me come. I'm gonna let you sleep in my bed. I'll carry you in my cleavage when we go for walks. I don't know if you'll be able to do it before you're completely submerged in milk. You're just so fucking small, and it's coming out so quickly. Look, there's already gallons lapping against you. I want to come all over my little master's face. I want to shove my juices down your throat and mix them with my milk. I'm getting close, sweetie. You're doing great. I'm just gonna rock my hips a little. Oh God. You're eating my pussy like you want to crawl up inside it. You really want to be my baby boy, don't you? I'm gonna fuck you so much this summer. I'm gonna suck your dick until you pass out from the exhaustion. I'm gonna feed you until you're too heavy to stand up. And I'm gonna take such good fucking care of you. All you'll be good for is pleasuring me and being pleasured. Little master. My little darling, we're going to get along so well. Don't fuss at all. I'm gonna wash you now, and we'll have a nice hot bath together. Doesn't it feel nice? Laying back with my arms around you, breasts on either side of your head. You're already my precious one. My bestest boy. Now let me shampoo your hair. To tell you the truth, I do this for free. Being a gigantic maid, your servant, your mistress, your mommy. To not have to choose between being powerful and cute. To be a sweet domestic. And still undeniably in charge, rewarding and punishing my little good boy. Speaking of, I can't believe I haven't tasted your cream yet. I think my big full lips and powerful tongue would be great for blowing my little pet, don't you think? Sweetie, I'm not going to ruin your orgasm again. If you behave, then I promise I'll suck you dry until you beg me to stop. You did make me feel so good. Come sit in my hands. I want to squeeze your cute little butt while I pleasure you. You taste like my milk. Your cock is smaller than my tongue. Isn't that exciting? Maybe I should take a few more treatments. I could get so big, I could just lick you clean off your bath, just like you're a little kitten. Thank you for getting so hard for me, my good boy. I can be smooth and gentle. Or do you want soft and fast? Do you want me to suck your balls through a straw? Too much, baby? That's all right. I'll train you to take my powerful cock sucking. But right now, you deserve the most delicate, beautiful, glowing orgasm. So just relax, darling. Grab my hair. You're not strong enough to hurt me. And you look like you need something to hold on to. It's okay. Wrap your fingers in my bangs. And next time I'll wear pigtails to give you handles. Now look into my eyes. Look into my eyes while I fuck you with my mouth. sweetie, you made so much. So soon after you came all over my tits. See? All gone. All right, my little darling. Come wash mommy's back. Good boy. Thank you, sweetheart. And after we clean up, I'm gonna go fix some dinner for myself. Since you've already had yours. Do you want to help mommy? It's okay if you don't. You can lay on the carpet with your coloring books. Or you can go play video games. But if you go on your computer, I'll have to put your chastity belt on. I know what you get up to when you're alone. That's right. If you want to look at porn, we'll look at it together. Or if you're too embarrassed, I'll just sit in front of your chair while you browse and play with your cock as I see fit. Coming is something you only do with mommy now. Isn't that right? Good boy. Such a good, good boy.